Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. John Bradbury's here. He's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's a business consultant extraordinaire to people just like you, just like me. He's helping you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. He is the author of the book I'm holding in my hand, Six Secrets to Startup Success. He's our good friend, John Bradbury. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. Hey, John, as most people know, I think by now, if they've been paying attention at all to what's going on in the, especially in any kind of Wall Street issues, they know that J.P. Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon's bank, had a pretty significant trade to go horribly wrong recently. And they lost billions of dollars in one transaction. I guess I'm not sure it was one transaction, but one effort. Billions of dollars by this one group all at once. And you wrote about that recently, didn't you?
I did. I'm fascinated by not just the magnitude of the loss, but more interestingly to me, the dynamic, kind of the backstory. In terms of what was going on from a management perspective,
right,
and what business owners can make.
And by the way, they just reported today that the loss, it looks like the loss is going to be $4.2 billion, which for a company the size of J.P. Morgan, that number is not a big number, even as a loss. But for one basically one transaction, that took their breath away, didn't it?
It did, and it is about half of what some people were fearing the total loss would be,
but double what was initially reported.
Double what was initially reported, but I had seen reports that it could be up to $8 or $9 billion, as they have to unwind their
And I think we still don't know how big it will be, because they still have some tentacles of this transaction out there that they haven't.
That's
it may
right.
take a couple of years before we actually know the full cost.
That's right. Well, where I come from, that's still a lot of money.
That's a lot of beans. That's exactly right.
Exactly.
So what do you think? What do you think caused this?
Well, it's a fascinating story that was coming out in June, and even earlier, I guess, as to some of the management background on this. One of the root causes of this mistake, there were a couple of things going on. One is that there was a lot of conflict between the London and New York trading offices or investment offices of the bank. And that's not uncommon, particularly in the capital markets areas. You've got people who are incredibly smart, incredibly quick. They tend to have healthy egos. So there's almost a competitive culture in a lot of these divisions or organizations, rather than a collaborative, what can we learn from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who was the glue that was holding those pieces together was the chief investment officer. Her name was Ina Drew.
Yeah, she had been she'd been with the bank a long time.
She had, and she had a stellar record of she guided the bank through the 2008-2009 crisis in a way that put J.P. Morgan probably at or near the top.
And for all of her efforts, was paid quite handsomely over the years.
Well, that's right. And I think in general, she's known as a very good manager, a very good executive, very skilled.
Whom Jamie Dimon relied on heavily.
Exactly. Well, it turns out she was out on a number of extended absences and over an extended period of time last year because she had contracted Lyme disease. So the piece that I wrote, the blog post recently was about the $4 billion tick bite, because Lyme disease, as most of your listeners I'm sure know, is something you can only get from the bite of a tick.
Mm-hmm.
And so one day, Ina Drew's out in her garden, is bitten by a tick.
Right.
And then that sets off a chain of events where she's not in the office for extended periods of time. And the warfare, for lack of a better word, erupted between these two training offices.
And she wasn't there to referee.
Exactly. She was kind of the voice of reason and mediator, if you will. And so without that oversight, and I think there were, you know, some interim people who were in charge, but it essentially spun in a direction that led to more aggressive trading mm-hmm. on the part of some of the London traders. And ultimately, this trade was made, and Jamie Dimon and others were, you know, just didn't have the oversight that they needed.
Right. Cause and effect. It's an interesting case of studying cause and effect, isn't it?
It is. And there's a simple technique that I recommend for all entrepreneurs. If something's not going, if there's a big mistake or an error in your business, you know, ask, using the old quality technique of asking why time. Okay, so if, you know, there's a trade that happens that loses us a bunch of money. Well, why did that trade happen? Well, this person was in the London office, and they were not making good decisions. Well, why did that happen? Well, the oversight was not there. Why was the oversight not
mm-hmm.
there? And there was a lack of integration.
So you finally get back to the final answer is, well, Ina got bit by a tick.
Right. Now, can you have all your executives wear long sleeves and long pants whenever they walk outside so they're not bit
right.
by a tick?
Right.
Of course not. But one of the lessons for entrepreneurs or business owners is to pull up for air, come up for air on a regular basis, and think about where your vulnerabilities are. In this case, there was a major vulnerability in the
mm-hmm.
form of a leadership position.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't sufficient bench strength or back, you know, management.
Right. Jamie Dimon didn't realize, probably as he looks back, he probably will say, I didn't realize how much of a controlling influence Ina was on her division.
Indispensable in a way.
Yeah, now it turns, as it turns out.
Yeah, and you know,
That's the lesson for us folks. Think about the cause and effect in your business. When something happens that it could be a lot of different things. Could look a lot of different ways. But I like John's ask why five times. I like the way that looks. But ask those questions first, early on. Don't wait till you get hit by a $4 billion bill. Quick break, right back with John Bradbury, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Some cheap sunglasses.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.